Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's just us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Nobody else on, huh?
No, not yet.
Who's going
to? T-Dot's supposed to be playing the audio.
I'm in the corner.
We'll give it a couple more minutes. If they don't join, I'll go ahead and read it.
Hey.
Or
where
maybe
you
want to.
You're supposed to be doing this thing, right? Hey,
yeah. I can't
okay.
hear you.
Good.
Oh, okay.
God.
The clock must be off too, though.
What you say?
Mom calling, she died.
Okay, there they are. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see, Auntie Dot, you want to go ahead and do the audio for 2 Samuel 24?
Yeah.
While we await for others to join in. And this is the last of Samuel. We will start in the Book of Kings next week. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
The word of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go, number Israel and Judah." For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, "Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people." And Joab said unto the king, "Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing?" Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab, and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan, and pitched in Aroer, on the right side of the city that lieth in the midst of the river of Gad, and toward Yatzer. Then they came to Gilead, and to the land of Tatim Hodshi, and they came to Danyaan, and about to Zidon, and came to the stronghold of Tyre, and to all the cities of the Hivites, and of the Canaanites, and they went out of the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword, and the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now, I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly." For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee." So Gad came to David, and told him, and said unto him, "Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise, and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me." And David said unto Gad, "I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man." So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. When the angel stretched out his hand upon Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord repented him of his evil, and said to the angel that destroyed the people, It is enough, stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing place of Araunah, the Jebusite. And David spake unto the Lord when he saw the angel that smote the people, and said, Lo, I have sinned, and I have done wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, be against me, and against my father's house. And Gad came that day to David, and said unto him, Go up, rear an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. And David, according to the saying of Gad, went up as the Lord commanded. And Araunah looked, and saw the king and his servants coming on toward him. And Araunah went out, and bowed himself before the king on his face upon the ground. And Araunah said, Wherefore is my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, To buy the threshing floor of thee, to build an altar unto the Lord, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Araunah said unto David, Let my lord the king take and offer up what seemeth good unto him. Behold, here be oxen for burnt sacrifice, and threshing instruments, and other instruments of the oxen for wood. All these things did Araunah, as a king, give unto the king. And Araunah said unto the king, The Lord thy God accept thee. And the king said to Araunah, Nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God, of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that audio reading, Auntie Dot, 2 Samuel 24. Let's see here. Roll call. I have Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Mother May, Hubert, and myself.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
We have Brother Hubert blessing the prayer line. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come in your presence one more time to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that do your name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you for letting us come together one more time in your presence to give from our heart your word, oh Lord, to pass it on, and hopefully we'll be able to use it throughout our week. Lord, thank you for us having this station, Lord, that we're able to come together once a week. That's a blessing in itself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Thank you, Brother Hubert, for the blessing of the prayer line. And the song that I chose is by C.C. Whining.
Tonight from Nashville, join 12-time Grammy Award-winning gospel singer and songwriter, C.C. Whining, for an inspirational evening of praise and worship.
And just let me know if you have any problem here in this. Give me a second.
There is power in your name.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
How was the sound on it?
Amen.
It didn't come through.
It
started fading out.
Oh.
We didn't hear it good. Amen. Oh, well, we got to come up with something. All right.
Looks like we had another caller. Good evening. This, Auntie Mary.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. First round, I have to go with Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. The real thing. Love blossoms in the midst of life. According to Paul, love is our capability to embrace a loved one or a stranger outside the gate. Despite this fault and independence, it is the ability to be there for that individual no matter what. Real love is not only professed but acted upon and act out. Love is putting all of our good intention into action. Jesus commands us to love one another in the same way that he loved us. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciple. If you love one another, as we love, we are to provide it, love one another. As we love, we are to provide the care of nurturing and support for our brother and sister that is essential to their well-being and their spiritual growth and development. Paul's famous love passage also said that love is something that grows stronger and ultimately becomes a physical and spiritual reality that shed light on truth, being the true being. Love is imagined, genuine, and everlasting. Love is the real stuff that life is made of. Love is the real thing. God is love. We can never outlive love, for love never dies. After all of our living, we will see God face to face, the real thing. And the prayer said, Lord, help me to move myself out of the way so that I may love others. Help me to understand that my love for others grows out of your love for me. Help me, Lord, to keep on loving and sharing and caring so that others might be able to see you in me. Amen.
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 Amen. All about love. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother Mae, for that reading of the First Corinthians. Next, I will go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 27 to 34. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to assimilate, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the father has eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own impurity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their father in the days that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. With my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, says the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in their in awkward part and write in their heart, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember them, and I will remember their sin no more. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Jeremiah. Next, I go to Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of 2 Samuel 7, verse 17 to 22. Who am I, O servant Lord, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this was not enough in your sight, O servant Lord, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant. Is this your usual way of dealing with man, O servant Lord? What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O sovereign Lord. For the sake of your word and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made it known to your servant. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of 2 Samuel 7. I will go next, and my reading is out of John 20, and the topic is the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, and the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both was running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from scriptures that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciple went back to where they were staying. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Next I have Auntie Mary. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Pass. Pass.
Okay, all right. I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 25, verse 1 through 13. "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy trample over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgression without a cause. Show me thy path, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercy and love kindness, for they have been ever of old. Remember not my sin of my youth, nor my transgression, according to thy tender mercy. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he keep sinners in the way. The meek will be guided in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keeping his covenant and his testimony. For thy name's sake, O Lord, upon pardon of my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that fear the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell in ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of Psalms. Now we reached a part of the program where sick and shut-ins. And is there anyone we need to add or take off the list? Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to heal Auntie Wallene, Sister Shirley and family, Sylvia and family, Brian, Angela, grandkids, Marianne Lowe and family, the Johnson family, Uncle Dave, Joseph, and Uncle James, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer.
Britta,
teach us.
Put Fifi on them. Put
who?
Fifi on that. Fifi.
Cece.
Fifi.
Okay. All right. So if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to teach us what you want us to learn during these times. Lord, help us not to take out any discomfort on those around us and show us how to be good, patient, while we're recovering. In these days of sickness, Lord, we're trusting in you and asking you to make all well. And when you restore their health, give them wisdom so that you can treat their body in the temple of your spirit. They are eager to get back on their feet to serving you, but we realize that even in sickness, we can still draw near to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, we have reached a part of the program where we honor birthdays, and we had to go all the way back to April 17th through April 30th. I believe Huber has that list.
Okay, I got Barry Nell on the 17th or 21st, I believe. I got Cheryl Richardson on the 18th, Tawana Johnson on the 19th, the late Robert Lowe and Douglas Fafkin, and John Edward Warner on the 18th. On the 21st, I got Mildred Thompson, the late Apple Mellons on the 24th, Andy on the 17th, Leonora on the 20th, and Janet on the 28th.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
On birthdays in April. Amen. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Hubert, for sharing that list with us tonight. And thank you, Auntie Betty, for singing that beautiful song. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have made it to the second round. If you have anything else to share, this would be the time to do it. Whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses, share what's on your heart. And I will start out with Brother Hubert.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
Yeah, I'm going to read Psalm 134. Bless the Lord. Behold, bless the Lord, all the servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms 134. Next I have Mother May. Any prayer support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Matthew, Matthew 13, starting at the 44th verse. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all that he had and brought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and brought it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing out of the book of Matthew, Mother May. Amen. At this time, Auntie Mary, would you like to share anything at this time? Okay, she's going to be a listener tonight. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to read this little poem here. Every day with Jesus is better than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Every day with Jesus, I adore him more and more. Every day with Jesus, I will praise him more and more. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing that poem with us, Auntie Betty. Okay, let's see. I pray that everyone had a wonderful celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Is there anything anyone would like to share for the Resurrection Day or Easter?
Well, I would like to say I had guests on Resurrection Day. On Friday, was my husband 1 year. He had been dead 1 year. He'd been passed 1 year. So we went to the grave and put flowers on the grave. Came back, and we ate, and that's what we did. Went from house to house eating, and my sister came down, Wallene and Kelsey, and we just had a wonderful time. We just had fun, just laughing and talking.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Thank you for sharing that beautiful day with us, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Is there anyone else would like to share? Well, we're going to move on to assigning parts for next week. I have King. We're going to start out in the Book of King, King 1. Auntie Dot, you going to volunteer for that or?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay. How about opening prayer? Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer next week?
I do it, Mother.
Who is that?
Mother May.
Mother May. Okay, and the closing prayer. Do I have a volunteer for that? Okay, I'll do that. And I have to let everyone know that Angela will probably join in with us towards the end of the programs going forward. She has started back her book club, and it doesn't coincide with our time. So from the way things are looking, look like I will be your host for quite some time. All I can say is Angela owed me. Angela owed me. Okay, so originally we had Auntie Carrie doing the closing prayer. Is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Well, I would like to say for anyone that is traveling, we're calling on Traveling Mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer. And I don't know if I was ready for this one. Here we go. Father, may your name be praised greatly for giving us good health as we gather here tonight. May your praise be continually in our mouth. Bless everyone that is here, for they have left their busy schedule to gather here for this program tonight. Bless their families and their job. Lord, let your face shine upon them. Lift your content up upon them and be gracious to them and give them peace throughout the day and the week. In Jesus' name, I believe and pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to skip the music part tonight, so that concludes our program for tonight. Father God, we thank you for being in our presence, and we thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. And before I close out, Auntie Mary, you want to give us an update?
Well, for Easter, my nephew Lucille son Lonnie, he wanted all of his children and our family to get together, and we did. We went over one of his daughter's house, and we had a nice time. And this coming Saturday, my children and Dave's children will be giving Dave and I a birthday dinner at Dave's house. His birthday is the 27th, 9 the 29th. I mean, Dave, the 29th, 9 the 27th. So they are doing a birthday dinner together.
All right.
Okay. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I'll be 74, and Dave will be 82, I think.
All right.
Okay. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing, Auntie Mary. And that concludes our program for tonight. Father God, we ask that you increase our faith in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. We love you. Amen. We love you all.
Amen.
Have a blessed week and good night.
Good night.
You all and have a good night.
Amen.